Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
If you're a property owner in Marion County, you've just received or soon will receive a letter from the assessor's office. What's it all about? Let's go in depth with Drew Sanders, Marion County Assessor. So, Drew, the assessor's office had some letters sent out to property owners this week, right?
Yes, this week we were sending out the 2011 assessment notices, which tells people what their 2000 value is, and that is for the property taxes that would be payable in the fall of 2012 and the spring of 2013.
Okay, so essentially you're telling us what our properties are worth for tax purposes.
Right.
I guess we should first make a distinction between value and assessment, right? Is there a distinction there?
There is a slight distinction. I mean, assessment is, like I said, is strictly the value as of actually January 1st of a given year that is for property taxes.
And does that influence what your property is worth, say you were going to sell it?
We are supposed to be at 100% market value, but there are always differences. Usually the actually real estate market is usually ahead of what the assessor's office is because we're looking at past sales.
Okay, so you might not catch up.
Right.
Okay, there could be a run on houses. There could be a shortage. There could
right.
be a glut, but you're kept using last year's data.
Well, you're using last year's data, yeah.
All right. And so how do you determine that assessment?
I guess what we look at is what each property actually sold for compared to what it's assessed at the time of sale. And we get what we call a sales ratio, which is the assessed value divided by the sales price. And we're, like I said, we're supposed to be at 100%. So each ratio we look at, if it's at the 100% and we kind of rank them then in order and see where the trend is. If the assessed value is over 100%, then it gives an indication that we need to lower our assessments. If it's below 100%, it's an indication that we need to raise our assessments.
All right. And so it's based upon sales. And so what if in a particular area there haven't been a lot of sales? That's tough, isn't it?
That's tough then, yeah. Usually, I mean, we can look at some cases go back to 2 years, after the last reassessments, which would have been 2009. And then we kind of look at 2 years to see if there's sales and enough sales. Yeah.
And so we're humans. We want our assessments to be low, but we want our values to be high when we're going to sell, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Everyone wants that.
All right, but you try to bring the two together.
We try to get as close as what we can, based on past data to what we think the property could sell for, basically.
And that gives us a good sense of when we put it on the market, we know you're working hard, your office is working hard to get those values. And so we have an idea when we go to put a house to market what the purchase price might be.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so it's valuable in that way, too.
Yeah.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about assessments with Drew Sanders. In general, are assessed values going up across the county or down?
Residential and commercial in general are going down a little bit. There's three areas, and it's just in rural residential, which are even acreages, that are going up just to maybe 2 to 3%, and that's around the Pella area, like Lake Prairie Township and Summit and Clay Townships. Yeah, in other words, those three are going up a little bit. But the rest, like the city of Pella, the city of Knoxville, and the other townships are actually going down 1 to 3%.
1 to 3% in this economy when we're hearing about tough times all over the nation and housing prices having really fallen over the last couple of years, does that mean that it hasn't impacted us as badly as it has in other areas, the recession and the housing bubble?
Right. I mean, it hasn't impacted our values as much as, say, Florida or California, any of those larger market areas. I mean, it's pretty much statewide. I mean, Iowa is pretty stable, yeah, in the way of value.
And so in general, we'll be paying about the same in property taxes during that year as we have recently?
I would expect so, but that's not really what our office determines. Our office just determines the valuations. I mean, the taxes, if, you know, with values going down, you would assume that possibly the taxes would go down, but they still may go up depending on how much money from property taxes the different, you know, entities like the county, the schools, or the cities want to raise.
Okay, so that's totally out of your control.
That's totally out of my control, yes.
And probably isn't proper for you to even speculate then in your position.
I would say not, yeah.
But it will allow us to have a conversation about property taxes increases, say, or decreases with our legislators, our supervisors, et cetera.
Yes. I would say, you know, our valuations have gone down. Are the taxes going to, you know, stay the same, or are they going down? Or
Okay, and what if I have a disagreement? What if I say, hey, my house is not worth that much?
Well, if you have a disagreement, I mean, you can come up and talk to us, and we see, you know, maybe we don't have things listed correctly for that particular property, for your house. Maybe we have a garage that may have been removed or something like that. And if you still disagree with what we have for a value, I mean, you can file a petition with the Board of Review, and you need to file those petitions between April 15th and May 5th. And,
okay.
And then the board will meet all during the month of May then.
I bet there are people that come in and say, well, how does the assessor know? I added this, I did a remodeling, I added another room, I've done all this stuff, and yet my value isn't the same. My assessor doesn't know the real value of my house. The way you've just described it to me, unless they volunteer that information, you don't go house to house, do you?
No, we can't. I mean, we do get permits from, you know, county zoning, the towns that do have permitting systems like, you know, Knoxville and Pella, Pleasantville, Melcher, Dallas, Bussey even has a permitting system, but we get, you know, building permits from those areas, so we do know if someone's, you know, built a new house and an addition or a garage. But usually it's out in the country, and when, you know, someone might put up a garage and they may have not thought to have gotten a permit for it, then we won't know, or in the smaller towns that.
So are there areas in the county that more building is going on?
I would say pretty much countywide, it's pretty stable. I would say probably the main area would still be the Pella area, but it's not as much as it has been in past years.
Okay, so new housing pretty much everywhere?
Pretty much everywhere. It's pretty slow, I guess I would say, as to the number of houses being built and, you know, compared to, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
But it's still growing.
It's still growing a little, yeah.
Do you know where, when we pay the taxes, all that money goes to?
Okay, well, I can name quite a few of them. But, I mean, you can usually you can say, you know, if your property tax, an individual's property tax bill, you know, 40% to 50% will go to the schools. 20% to 30% goes to the county. Then, you know, the rest will go to the cities if they live within the town. But that's pretty much the three main taxing authorities. I mean, some of the others, you know, goes to the townships and some of the minor ones, the extension office. I mean, even our office has a small levy, but
it's helpful to know that it goes to a wide variety of purposes,
yes,
that provide infrastructure, schools, et cetera.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. It's for the services that, you know, either the county or the school or, you know, someone provides to the taxpayers, yeah.
At least in my head, I've been thinking mainly about residential. What's happening with commercial tax assessments? You've said before that that was residential and commercial. What's happening with commercial?
They're going down just a little also, about a percent or two. And actually, the sales for commercial are about 100% in the sales ratio as to what they're selling for to what we haven't assessed at. So it really, they're going to be pretty stable there. Maybe
okay.
a percent, yeah.
Right, so
they go down and not be much change in commercial, actually. Yeah.
Is that common for commercial and residential to track?
I guess in recent years, I would say it probably is. I mean, it used to be very residential. Like I said, 4 or 5 years ago when the housing market was, you know, booming, that residential would may have a large increase in commercial. Just placed, be pretty stable, pretty flat in the assessments. So.
We hear about farmland increasing greatly in value. I mean, over the years, it's been 1 year it was 14%, 1 year it was 8%, 1 year it was 12%. I mean, they've just been shooting up in terms of sales. Have their assessed values been going up as well?
Their assessed value is also going up again this year. I think last year, I mean, the thing with the agricultural property land is that assessment is not based on sales. It's based on productivity, what the land is rated, that it could income per acre that the landowner could receive from it, and that's based on the soil types, amount of yields, and crop prices that they could get from it. And what is used is a five-year average based on statistics from the USDA and Iowa State University. And actually, it looks like for the 2011 assessments, it's like I've raised the agricultural land by 30%.
The assessed value.
Yeah.
And do you determine that? That sounds like a wide variety of expertise needed to pull that off. Do you do that in your office, or does that come from somewhere else?
We get the final information from the Department of Revenue. They kind of collect all the information and do a worksheet and then send us, basically they send us a per acre value, basically. And then we take the number of acres times that value, and that's just what our ag land or agricultural assessments need to be. So.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about assessments with Drew Sanders.
Do our ag or our commercial or residential property owners in general, do one of them have more disputes? Do they say that the office is an error more than the other, or is it all about the same?
I say the most petitions that we get filed are probably residential petitions, because, I mean, in this county, we have more of that type of more houses maybe in relation to the number of, like, agricultural parcels or commercial parcels.
Okay, but it's not disproportionate with respect to the amount of owners of the property. It's not disproportionate across the categories.
I would say not, no. I think with agricultural assessments, since in that case, usually, you know, all the agricultural land is getting the same percentage, so it's, you know, people know that, then they say, well, that person's getting it also, so they're not being treated unfairly. Then, or in residential, you know, one house may differ significantly from another house. So,
now let's take a hypothetical house. Let's say a $100,000 house, mm-hmm. since the numbers are easy. Let's say that you were confident with their assessed value. What might their property taxes be?
For a house, I mean, the assessed value would be, say, $100,000. Currently, the all residential property to receive a rollback, which is determined by, once again, the Department of Revenue, and that's a statewide percentage, so that they would actually only be taxed on about $46,000. And that changes every year. That's what the current rate is. It's about 46%. So then it would depend on what levy rate is, what basically taxing district is, whether they're in Pella or Knoxville, if they're out in the country. And say the average levy rate is $30 per thousand, so it would basically be 46 times the 30, which would be about 1380, somewhere in there.
Okay, so around 13.
Around 1400, yeah, for $100,000 assessed house, yeah.
Is then the property tax going to be about the same whether you're in Pella or, say, more rural place like Melcher Dallas or Bessie or Pleasantville, Knoxville? Are they all going to be paying that same $1,300?
It's going to be varied by the particular levy rate. Like I said, I used just an average of about $30 per thousand.
Okay.
And I think rural property, like, you know, out in the townships, I think usually their levy rates are $27 to $28, somewhere in there. So it's a little less. I think Pella's levy rate, I'm not sure what it was this year, maybe 32 or so. So it's going to be a little more. I think even Knoxville's levy rate was higher than that. So it's just going to depend on what that particular levy rate for those towns are. So it may be, like Melcher Dallas may have a higher levy rate, like I said, than $30, and they might be $35. So yeah, they're going to be paying more than that, $1,400.
But in general, across the county, we're going to all be paying within about $100 on that.
I would say probably so. Yeah.
Across the county, there's not that great a variance.
Not across the county, no. Like I said, if it's for a similarly assessed home, it's, yeah.
Is there anything else that the listeners, that you would like the listeners to know about the assessments coming out?
I guess the thing is that the assessments are, you know, based on previous sales, and it's not, if you wish to protest the assessment, you're not protesting what the taxes might be. You're protesting that the value of the home is at least, you know, close to what you think you could sell it for. I mean, that's, the Board of Review does not listen to what, you know, possible increase in taxes. They want to know if you can prove that your value of the home is what you think it is, or...
Okay, so they're not talking taxes at all.
No, they're not talking taxes.
They
have no control over the taxes, no.
All right, and who are these people, the Board of Review? Are they local people?
Yeah, Board of Review is a 5-member board that's actually appointed by the Conference Board, which also determines the Assessor's Office budget.
Conference Board, what's that?
It's the board made up of the supervisors,
okay,
all the mayors in the county, and then also representatives from the school districts. So basically all of the three groups that are the main taxing authorities.
And then they
appoint
another board.
They appoint, yeah, this conference board.
And do they appoint probably members from their own board?
No, they can't be. They cannot be from the conference board. No, they have to be entirely separate from that. It's an independent board, and they oversee or determine assessments. You know, if someone has a disagreement with assessment, they'll make the decision whether they think it should be lowered, unchanged, or they could even raise an assessment even too.
So we run that risk.
So you run that risk of, yeah, if you petition that, you know, they may think, well, that's not, they found, or, you know, if the information you bring in, they may find something in there that's not assessed. Maybe there's a garage that was missed or something, so they may add that. So, yeah. So you do run the risk of maybe assessments being increased, actually, too. That rarely happens, but that is a possibility.
I presume this board has some expertise.
The requirements, 3 of the members, one has to have experience in construction or architectural design, some idea of, you know, what it takes to construct a building. One has to be a realtor or within the real estate profession, maybe an appraiser or something. And then the other one has to be a farmer. And then the other two can be either an unrelated profession or they could be another one of those 3 professions. But there cannot be more than 2 from a particular profession on the board. So usually, you know, we have those 3. And I guess currently we have a retired person who was in school administration. They were in the office. They weren't actually a school administrator, but they were within the school system.
Well, it sounds like you're very comfortable with the entire process.
Yes. I mean, we have to determine what assessments are, you know, based on what previous sales were. And there's a procedure in place, you know, if someone disagrees with the value, that they have a procedure they can follow and hopefully get either answers as to why it's assessed at that or maybe get it reduced. So
we're in good hands?
I think so. I hope so.
Thanks to Drew Sanders for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.